Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Barry Nussbaum.
Hello and welcome to ATP Radio. I'm Barry Nussbaum. There is a shocking story all over social media, in spite of it being blocked across many platforms. And you're probably not hearing about it on the mainstream media anywhere. We're going to get into that in a minute, but first, let me tell you what it is. The story today is all Hunter Biden, the son of the vice presidential candidate running for the presidency, served 8 years as the vice president under Barack Obama, and a total of 47 years in various roles in Washington, and yet his son has become the news. This ought to be and should have been on everybody's lips in America by now, and it should be being talked about nonstop. However, as you're going to find out, it isn't, but in an hour, you will know why it should be the story of the day, and probably should be nonstop until Election Day. By the end of the hour today, you'll understand the story and why it probably should be changing the outcome of the election, depending how you look at the election. So let's talk about what the story is, okay? Here are the facts. It started, the recent story, I should say, a guy named John Paul McIsaac is a Delaware computer repair store owner. He got a laptop dropped off April 12, 2019. Someone dropped it off and said, I need this laptop serviced. According to John Paul McIsaac, he believes the person who dropped off the laptop was Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden. Now, that in and of itself isn't much of a story, is it? Let me tell you what happened next and why it's so important. Well, let's back up a minute. Let's talk about who John Paul is first, and then we'll talk about the computer. So McIsaac has told reporters that he's pretty vocal about not wanting to get murdered over the computer. And that's why he made a copy of the hard drive of Hunter Biden's MacBook. It was an insurance policy. He then says he turned over the backup to Rudy Giuliani, who he considers to be his lifeguard, meaning keeping him alive because he's gone public. Now, that's a copy of the hard drive. The hard drive and the computer are now in the possession of the FBI. McIsaac talked on Facebook about being called stupid and racist and sexist and a guy who hates his country because he went public that he voted for Trump in 2016. Now, this guy is a computer expert. He's owned his computer repair shop since 2010. And for those of you like myself who own Apple computers, he was a lead genius at Apple. Apple has this sort of cutesy moniker that they put on people who advise the public on how to use their computers, and they call them geniuses. And if you're a lead genius, that means you really are a computer big shot. So this fellow, McIsaac, is a highly qualified computer technician. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Several weeks before Joe Biden announced his candidacy last April, McIsaac already had the computer before Joe Biden was running for president. So, to begin with, and for those of you that are already silently asking this question, Barry, how do you know this isn't Russian disinformation? Adam Schiff has gone public with the "this is just a Russian plot, it's all made up" story. The reason we know that's not true is McIsaac had the computer before Joe Biden was running for president. So unless the Russians preemptively created this backstory, chances are it's legitimate. Now, maybe they created it so he wouldn't even run in the primaries. Do you believe that? I don't happen to. But don't take my word for it. The director of national intelligence in the United States is a guy named John Ratcliffe. And just yesterday, he went public saying that Hunter Biden's laptop, this is a quote, is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign. And he went, that's the end of the quote. And he said it in response from the claim by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and other Democrats saying it's all a Russian hoax. Here's the rest of John Ratcliffe's quote. Let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there is no intelligence that says that supports that claim. And we have shared no intelligence with Adam Schiff or any member of Congress. In other words, he's suggesting the computer is legit. So in September, 6 months later, someone Isaac was in contact with about the computer reached out to the FBI. He didn't think much of the computer until the guy that dropped it off never came back, and the work had been done on the computer, and when he was in the hard drive, he started seeing what was in it and freaked out, he being Isaac, the computer store repairman slash owner. So he told a friend, and the friend reached out to the FBI, and on December 17th, what's that, 10 months ago, the FBI took the laptop into custody and apparently never did anything with it. So, as you're asking yourself now, why are you spending all this time talking about it? What's the big deal? Well, it's not a big deal. In fact, it may be the biggest deal ever in American political history relating to an election. I'm sure you've heard the slogan, October Surprise. Those are things that come out in the campaign right before there is an election, something really big that changes things right before Americans vote in November. Well, there was one of those things in 2016. If you remember, James Comey, then FBI director, went public with a story about Hillary Clinton's email. And a lot of Democrats panicked. And even though Hillary won the popular vote, she lost the election for president because she lost the Electoral College by not a narrow margin that many Democrats blame on James Comey. Because when you look at states like Ohio and Michigan and Florida, where Trump won Pennsylvania by very, very, very narrow margins, those very narrow margins could have all been created by, well, James Comey going public. Even though he said there was not much there, it scared Democrat voters. Okay? So there we are. There's a computer floating around with stuff in it. Now, is it the biggest story of all time during a campaign? It might well be. Let me tell you what's on the computer. My guess is you probably don't know. And you're going to ask yourself in about 10 minutes, why didn't I know this news? This is so important. In fact, this is that important. In fact, it might be the most important thing you're going to hear before the election. So number one, on this computer hard drive are a zillion emails, many of which may seem to say that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, may have helped orchestrate a payout to his dad, former Vice President Joe Biden, that related to Hunter's dealings with a Chinese energy corporation. And that Hunter Biden might have compromised the integrity of his father's role as Vice President of the United States relating to Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. And there's another email, this is a bombshell, that includes a discussion of, quote, remuneration packages for six people, unquote, in a business deal with a Chinese energy firm. The email appears to identify Hunter Biden as chair slash vice chair, depending on the agreement reached with the CEFC. The CEFC is a now bankrupt Chinese energy company. And the email includes, get this, a statement, quote, Hunter has some office expectations he will elaborate on. And then it references an equity split, 20 for H, the assumption is that's Hunter, and 10 to be held by H for the big guy, unquote. Many experts are now saying H is Hunter Biden. Remember, this was an email to Hunter Biden in his computer. And the big guy, by implication, is Joe. There are no further details. Fox News yesterday spoke to one of the people who was copied on that email, and that person has now gone on the record authenticating the email and all the people copied on it. Other sources are telling Fox News as of yesterday that the big guy is a reference to the former vice president. Let me go on. More from the computer. There are text messages, a lot of them. This is one from Hunter to his daughter. Quote, all during the time I've been disrespected, I've been the one who has supported this family for 30 years, and unlike my pop, I'm not going to require you to give half your salary to me. Rudy Giuliani read this text message on air, and it's his assertion that the alleged text message from Hunter Biden to his daughter references the fact that Hunter has been kicking back percentages, the suggestion is 50% of what he's been paid by companies in the Ukraine, in Russia, and in China. Number five. The data that was given to Rudy Giuliani by Isaac's friend as his security blanket was then passed along to the New York Post, the big newspaper in New York City. And the newspaper has now published several exchanges between Hunter Biden and his business colleagues. By the way, one's in prison. The other one is convicted, another felony, and he's going to prison. Those are his two partners, two convictions on his two partners. They're both going to prison. One's already there. And in these text messages between Hunter Biden and his business colleagues, there are messages that suggest that Hunter says he has used his position to influence his father, who was then vice president, to make lucrative deals with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma and several large businesses in and around Russia. Now, I'm sure you've heard about Burisma because that story's been out for 6 months. Number six, this is a big one too. On Wednesday, the New York Post, the same newspaper, published, this is last week, a story that revealed that Joe Biden was not only aware of his son's involvement with Burisma, but was an active participant in Hunter's business dealings with Burisma. The New York Post reports that Hunter Biden received an email from a top executive at Burisma thanking him for setting up a previously undisclosed meeting with his father at the White House on April 17, 2015. Why is this important? A number of reasons. One, this not only reveals that Joe Biden misled the public about his knowledge of his son's business dealings with Ukraine, but that Joe Biden may have conducted U.S. foreign policy in a manner that put his son's business interests ahead of the company that he had sworn to serve when he raised his right hand and was sworn in as vice president. And number three, you may remember this comment, Joe Biden has said on camera a number of times he knows nothing about his son's business dealings anywhere, and they have never discussed them, ever. If you believe that, oh boy, I've got a bridge to sell you that goes nowhere. But there's more. There are emails on the laptop purportedly showing that Hunter Biden organized for Joe Biden, when he was vice president, a meeting with a top executive at the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings while Hunter was on the board for an enormous salary. The New York Post has published a bombshell report. It came out last week suggesting that Hunter Biden introduced his father, who was vice president at the time, to a top exec at Burisma Holdings, while younger Biden, Hunter, was a board member. Vadim Pazarsky, an advisor to the Burisma board, appeared to have sent an email to Hunter Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, Vice President Biden. That is influence peddling. That is go to jail stuff. And that email was dated April 17, 2017, when Hunter was on the board and Joe was the Vice President of the United States. But there's more. We already know that the wife of the Moscow mayor delivered a $3 million something check to Hunter for undisclosed services while Hunter was sitting on the board of Burisma Holdings. Now, Burisma, very big international company, hired Hunter Biden, no oil experience, no gas experience, no energy experience, no Eastern European contacts, no international contacts in the energy field. And Hunter admitted on camera, I saw this interview, where he said, when asked, I didn't get the job because of my experience, I got it because of my last name. He admitted on camera to being bought for the influence that he could exert on his dad, on the president, and on others. Now, here's one that I just can't believe doesn't get talked about all the time. We already know that Joe Biden, when he was speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations, bragged on camera how he got the Ukrainian prosecutor fired in 6 hours after threatening to withhold U.S. loan guarantees from the Ukraine unless the prosecutor was fired. Well, within his six-hour deadline, which is when he was going to get on a plane and fly back to the United States, that plane was Air Force Two, they fired the prosecutor. That prosecutor was investigating Burisma Holdings and Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden, on camera, bragged about it and hasn't apologized or walked back the story. Now, one more thing, and this just bothers me from a generalistic sense. Joe Biden has been in politics for, what, 47 years? He makes less than $200,000 a year during that period. And after taxes, much less. He lives in a $4 million estate. I've seen the pictures. You can Google this. It looks to be about a block long. It's an unbelievable mansion worth over $4 million. How did that happen if all he's done for 47 years is work in government? Could it be, as is suggested in all these emails, that a piece of all these tens of millions of dollars in compensation going to Hunter Biden, and according to the text message that Hunter Biden sent to his daughter, half of what Hunter makes he has to kick upstairs to his dad, and he's supporting the family? Oh, but it gets worse. Also on that computer, according to the Senate and Rudy Giuliani, that device contains about 800 pictures. 800 pictures in the hard drive. And according to Rudy Giuliani, some of them show illegal acts, some of them sexual in nature, some of them drugs in nature, some of them with underage children. I haven't seen it. I don't know. I'm telling you what Rudy Giuliani is saying. And just so you don't think that this is some flake, Rudy Giuliani is known as America's mayor because he led New York City through the aftermath of the worst tragedy, terrorism tragedy in American history, 9/11. Revered in New York City for his ethics and his political acumen, and is now President Trump's personal attorney and spokesman. I sincerely doubt he's lying about what he has seen. But this is more why it's important. It's not just that it's lurid or it's illegal or it's disgusting. It's all of those things. But here's why it has tremendous implications regarding Joe Biden, should he become president of the United States. Simple word. Blackmail. If they have, and I say they, a foreign government, the Chinese government, has copies of those pictures, what do you think is going to be done with them? Or what influence might they be able to bring on the future president of the United States in regards to trade talks? I can just imagine a backroom discussion between the foreign minister and the president of the United States where the president says, look, you don't want this picture to come out. We don't want this picture to come out. Let's talk how much corn we're going to get, or let's talk tariffs. You see the point? It's extortion material, and they've got the goods on the Biden family. Okay, so now you've heard, at least for now, a whole bunch of it. Joe Biden has not commented on the emails or the computer contents or his alleged involvement in any of the deals with the Chinese energy firm. You ready for the response? Joe Biden says everyone knows it's made up and he's not going to talk about it. And the campaign official response is, we have released the vice president's tax documents and his tax returns, and they don't show any involvement with Chinese investment. Oh, my goodness. As if Joe Biden would report corruption income on his 1040 tax return? As if not putting influence peddling on your tax return proves you didn't do anything bad? And keep in mind, this is the same Joe Biden that says, I have never discussed my son's business dealings with him ever on any of the flights around the world that he traveled on Air Force Two, any of the meetings he sat in with me in China, in the Ukraine, in Moscow, at the White House, or meetings that took place elsewhere. I never, ever talked to him about it. I would love to see a show of hands today from all of our wonderful viewers across the world that believe that story, because I certainly don't. Do you? Yeah, I didn't think so. So, there's more on the computer. Let me tell you. Rudy Giuliani says the hard drive that the FBI now has, that Rudy has a copy of, talks about four big business deals where apparently a big amount of money was made, including the president's brother, the maybe president's brother, on a very large housing deal in Iraq, even though he had no experience in building houses. And his son, Hunter, had another job that he never showed up with a major bank, and was paid big money for it. According to Giuliani, each time Obama's point man negotiated for the United States and failed, meaning Joe Biden, the Biden family got millions of dollars from the country that Biden was working with. And he talks about the housing deal in Iraq that Joe Biden's brother obtained the exclusive representation on and was paid a fortune, even though he literally had no experience. By the way, if you do want questions answered, you are able to call in. I want to make sure that you have that access. I believe the number is 516-595-8069. And you can call in your questions, press 1, and Annie, our producer, will talk to you and get me the question, and I'll do my best to answer them for you. In fact, while we're at it, Bill Greenoff says the left has become irrational and dangerous. Why would you vote for them? You know, it's an interesting question, and the problem is, Bill, that there's just not the information out there, because I'm telling you the news right now that you probably don't know about, but now that you do, this is more of a question to put back in your basket, which is, would you vote for a criminal enterprise to run the country? Because that's what it sure sounds like. So Rudy Giuliani goes on to say that China has all of this, the photographs that we, meaning Giuliani's team, have looked at, and that makes Hunter and Joe, according to Giuliani, quote, a massive security threat, unquote. Giuliani also says there's evidence of how Joe Biden skimmed money from the family, his brother and his son, getting pieces of each deal they made. And that was alluded to in the text message that I mentioned a minute ago between Hunter and his daughter, complaining that he has to give up half of all he was making on his business deals. Okay, so you're disgusted by this point, if you've been listening. I certainly am, just talking about it again. How is the mainstream media covering the story? Well, listen to this. On October 14th and October 15th, the Media Research Council looked at ABC, CBS, NBC, their evening shows and their morning shows, plus the ABC and the NBC town hall events with Joe Biden and President Trump. They also watched CNN and MSNBC's coverage, 6 a.m. through midnight each day. They watched, their team, 92 hours of news programming. You know, the headlines. Care to guess how much coverage there was on Joe Biden's son and all of this scandalous information I've just gone over with you? Because it's not a secret. I'll let you think about it for a minute. 92 hours. Care to guess how much this story was mentioned? Okay, here we go. 0.2%. 9 minutes and 47 seconds. ABC and CNN spent 0 seconds on Hunter Biden. NBC, 45 seconds on Hunter's emails. And CBS had the most coverage of any network at 4 minutes, 28 seconds. MSNBC came in first place with 4 minutes, 34 seconds in 3 days. However, the way the story was reported was it's a scam. It's Russian disinformation. It's not true. So at just 0.2%, they didn't even report the story. What they did was told you a little bit about the story and told you it wasn't true. Okay. Before we go to the next part, I've got a question here from Cynthia, and she says, Hunter Biden is not only a drug addict, but a sex addict. In addition to committing adultery with his dead brother Beau's widow, he indulged his sex addiction by engaging in the sexual exploitation of prostitutes and strippers, many of them foreign. Many of them could have been trafficked from Eastern Europe. Why isn't Hunter Biden a sexual abuser all over the news? Hashtag believe all women. Terrific question. And that's part of the pictures that are being leaked out showing him on crack, showing him passed out, him being Hunter Biden, and supposedly showing him in compromising positions with underage girls, some of whom, and this is the allegation, were forcibly sexually abused by Hunter Biden. Why isn't it a story? It's very simple. It has nothing to do with what he did. It has nothing to do with the truthfulness or falsity of the allegations. It has to do with the fact that most, if not all, of the mainstream media is scared to death that their candidate might lose and the bad guy with the orange hair might be reelected for 4 more years and they don't control him. Sad but true, which is a perfect segue into the next part of our discussion today, which is, if the story isn't coming out and the election's in 2 weeks, will it come out? Well, courtesy of Donald Trump, it's going to in 2 days. Check this out. Even though foreign policy, as of yesterday, was taken off the agenda, supposedly, by the presidential commission on debates that's running the debate on Thursday night, Donald Trump is going to bring it up anyway. Oh, my gosh, is that going to be interesting. According to John Miller, a senior advisor for the campaign to reelect Donald Trump, he told Fox News that Joe Biden can expect to be grilled on the alleged foreign corruption at the next presidential debate. Miller said that even if the debate moderator doesn't bring it up, doesn't bring up the emails, doesn't bring up the payoffs, doesn't bring up the laptop that now the FBI is looking at and has been leaked to the, New York Post and Giuliani's office. He says, quote, we're going to talk about Biden's support for endless wars. We're going to talk about the pallets of cash that they loaded up on, billions of dollars, the money they sent to Iran, and you better believe we're going to talk about all the foreign corruption, the foreign money that's been coming into the Biden family. Hold on to your seats. Get your bowl of popcorn ready. What is Joe Biden going to say when Donald Trump hits him over the head with that? I'll tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm sad to say this, I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump's mic was cut. Why? Because everybody wants him to lose. You realize this is going to be the second debate. It would have been the third. The first moderator, registered Democrat. the second moderator on the debate that was canceled, was not only a registered Democrat, but he worked for Joe Biden. And the third moderator, Thursday night, is also a registered Democrat and a Democrat activist. Now, why this happens is beyond me. Why? Well, Trump is not their guy. Biden is. Okay. John wants to know, can you explain, Barry, why was Hunter discharged for the Navy? I ask because I just saw a TV ad using his service to promote Joe's understanding of our military. Hunter was kicked out for drugs. He was a drug addict. So he was discharged from the military because of drug abuse. Now, it happens. I'm not criticizing him for that. It's a problem that many Americans share in many families. However, when that abuse of substances leads to you being in compromising positions and your father happens to be possibly the next president of the United States, that can be leveraged against you. So a minute ago, I asked, how is the story going to get out? Congress is going to have a lot to do with it. Let me give you all of the things that are going on with Congress about this scandal as of Tuesday afternoon. Nearly a dozen members of the House of Representatives have asked Attorney General William Barr, actually this was yesterday they did it, to appoint a special counsel to investigate the reports of evidence of influence peddling by former Vice President Joe Biden, arranged by his son, Hunter Biden. 11 House Republicans have signed a letter that referred to the story originally published in the New York Post last week that said a laptop delivered to a Delaware computer repair shop contained emails and other information indicating that Hunter Biden sold access to his father while he served as the number two person in the administration of President Barack Obama. Here's the quote. These alleged revelations raise serious issues about former Vice President Joe Biden's reported participation with his son's business dealings, specifically whether the former Vice President, one, received foreign monies during his tenure in the Obama administration, and two, if former Vice President Biden allowed his son to peddle access to their father with foreign business entities, unquote. The letter signed by Representative Biggs, Gosar, Lesko, Budd, Duncan, Heiss, Green, Gohmert, Yoho, Harris, and King. Remember, Biden still is saying he's never talked to his son about his foreign business dealings, and the Biden campaign has said regarding the report only that the meeting between the former vice president and a Ukrainian petroleum executive referred to in one of the emails was not on Biden's official schedule in 2015. I'm going to say it again. The only response regarding whether the meeting took place on Biden's official vice presidential calendar. Do you hear those words carefully chosen? What that means is he didn't put in the official vice presidential calendar for that day meeting with and selling influence to a foreign company was not discussed by the vice president. OMG, as my kids would say. Why don't they just deny the meeting took place? You notice they didn't do that. They just said it's not on the official calendar. And get this. They announced that Joe Biden will be unavailable for any comment or any interaction with the press whatsoever for the rest of the week until Thursday night at the debate. And that started on the weekend. So Joe Biden went back into the basement. He's not talking to anybody. He's not making any public comment. And therefore, there will be no response to these unbelievably outrageous charges. if it was you, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't you say, if you didn't do it, I didn't do it? If you didn't get any money kicked back, wouldn't you say that? If your son is not in 800 pictures, is not in all these emails, is not in all these text messages, wouldn't you deny it? I would if it wasn't true, but they're not. Here's a question from John. It's a different John. Should drug testing be mandatory for politicians? And he has a second question. And should politicians' family members be banned from accompanying them on foreign trips? Boy, these are two great questions. Let's talk about the first one. President Trump suggested that Joe Biden be tested. He was referring to rumors that Biden has been given the drug Adderall before public appearances to get him hyped up mentally, because Adderall is basically a speed of sorts that gives you mental acuity boost for a certain period of time. So if you're kind of tired and sleepy and not concentrating so well, i.e. Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, as Trump calls him, if you're on Adderall for an hour and a half, boy, oh boy, you see clear, you think clear, you sound like a genius, and then you crash. But you're not on the air anymore. I like that idea. His other question is actually as smart. Should politicians' family members be banned from accompanying them on official foreign trips? Well, if they're not children, yeah. And if they're having business dealings with foreign governments and foreign corporations, absolutely. There are specific federal laws that ban those activities, and yet, in the Obama administration, none of them were even discussed. I've got a couple more questions, and we're going to go back to what I've got on the agenda for today. Kate wants to know, Kate, I appreciate your sense of humor. Is there a 100% or a 200% chance that Kristen Welker, she's going to be the moderator Thursday night, will cut Trump's mic if he mentions Biden, dad and lad foreign policy? How is Trump going to keep going to ask these questions when the moderators cut him off? That's a brilliant question, and I don't know. You know, there's an interesting strategy being floated, and it was talked about on the morning talk shows today, that the best thing that hopefully Trump does is keep his cool and let Biden talk as much as he wants and not cut him off, because the longer Biden talks, the worse he sounds at times. And yes, Trump very well will get his mic shut off and will be yelling across the stage and will sound bad. I hope when the mic goes off, the president is quiet and respectful. I think that would be terrific. We'll see. I think he's just got to let it happen. So let's go back to where we were. I was talking about the various Congress people who have requested the Attorney General to look into this. They finished their letter to the Attorney General saying, quote, "We request that the Department of Justice immediately appoint an independent, unbiased special counsel to investigate the issues we have raised, as well as any corresponding legal or ethical issues that might be uncovered from the former vice president's 47 years in public office," unquote. I think the chance of that happening fast enough to influence the election are slim and none. Even if a counsel was appointed, there's no chance there would be findings in the next 2 weeks. Would it amount to an October surprise, such as happened with Hillary Clinton when James Comey announced the email investigation? I don't know. Would it influence some voters to stay home that were Biden supporters? Probably. Would it influence others to cross the line to the dark side and vote for Trump? Perhaps, but it's not going to happen. They're just not enough time. Bill wants to know, do I think Dr. Jill Biden has any culpability in all this? There's absolutely no way to know. I will say there have been no allegations about it. I know that when she has appeared with the former vice president, he confuses her with his sister on a number of occasions, calls her by a wrong name, faces in the other direction when he's supposedly talking to her. I think she's more of the brains of the outfit at this point. She's a sharp lady, and she's probably wondering, oh my God, how long is Joe going to be able to last, and how long am I going to be able to cover it up? I didn't quite answer your question directly, but that's the best I can do. So we talked about the House. Now let's talk about the Senate. I saw an interview last night with Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He's requested a statement from FBI Director Christopher Wray about the veracity of the details found on the laptop. And he wants an investigation as well. He says that after the New York Post published the information, Johnson wrote a letter over the past weekend saying a whistleblower has contacted his committee about the laptop, and he insinuates the whistleblower is the owner of the computer shop that we talked about a little while ago, and the whistleblower wants the Senate to look into it. So Johnson said his staff immediately asked the FBI, would they confirm or deny details to validate the claim about the emails on the computer? But Senator Johnson says the FBI won't confirm or deny the information found. Is the FBI covering up? I don't know. We'll see what Christopher Wray says if and when he answers Senator Johnson's letter. Christopher Wray is the director of the FBI. But there are others, in addition, involved in the cover-up. Let me tell you who. Republican senators are currently working with Facebook and Twitter to bring in Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, and Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, and demanding they appear in 2 days on October 22nd. This is a quote. If an agreement for voluntary testimony is not reached, the Senate committee will vote on authorizing subpoenas at a date to be determined, unquote, their committee press release says, meaning they want to know why stories on this story are being stepped on Twitter and Facebook. I'll give you an example. The president's press secretary, Katie McElhenney, had her Twitter account blocked. Rudy Giuliani had his account blocked. The New York Post, who was just reporting their own story in their own newspaper, had their Twitter account blocked. And Twitter said to the New York Post, we will only unlock your account if you take down these stories mentioning what happened to Hunter Biden. Here's a question as we go on. Well, let me finish this thought. Then I'm going to get to a couple more questions. They're piling up, and I would urge you to call in if you do want to get me a question. So the press release from the Senate committee wants to know from the CEOs I just mentioned, Dorsey and Zuckerberg, why are there content moderation policies and practices and actions that may interfere with or influence elections for federal office, as well as recent social media determinations to temporarily reduce distribution of material pending fact checker review and or blocking and marking material as potentially unsafe. The amount of restricted information distribution on conservatives, especially those in elected office who are trying to spread these stories, is unbelievable, including numerous blocking on the president's Twitter account over the past week. There's more. President Trump today demanded that Attorney General William Barr open an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's son. And he said, this is the president, we've got to get the Attorney General to act. Remember 2016 when the Hillary corruption story broke in October with FBI Director Comey discussing the email scandal? These are my words, not the president's. Well, it may actually do the same thing to Joe Biden because the news is worse now. So what exactly is Twitter doing? Well, the New York Post is banned. Their account is locked. And now they announced a new policy today where they said, quote, straight blocking of URLs was wrong and we update our policy and enforcement to fix it, Dorsey has said. And he goes on to say, our goal is to attempt to add context, and now we have capabilities to do it. Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and others right now are shielded from liability by what they allow out and don't. But many critics feel that the tech giants should not have protection of Section 230 of the code when they censor conservative viewpoints, including President Trump, but don't censor from the other side. I mentioned the Media Research Center about an hour ago on this show, and I said how they've reported on the amount of coverage, I should say lack of it, over 90 plus hours, only what a few minutes was talking about the Hunter Biden story, and it was done in a very negative light as if it was all made up. The Media Research Center just released a report yesterday that said Twitter and Facebook have censored President Trump's posts 65 times since 2018. Does anybody in our listening audience today want to guess how many tweets from Joe Biden were censored? I feel like I'm having a deja vu with the Ferris Bueller Day Off movie where the teacher says, Bueller, 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 and gets no response because the answer is zero. Not one single censor of one single release from Biden, and 65 times Trump was shut down. Joyce is asking, wouldn't it be better to release all this information at once, or is it a better strategy to release it little by little? If I was the guy running this, I'd be doing it a little by little by little, so it stays at least being discussed by some people. That's important. So at this point, we have an unbelievably explosive story that you know about because you've listened to me for an hour, right? But for your friends and relatives, or maybe you before today, if you were watching NBC, you didn't even know about it, or CBS or MSNBC. In fact, if you did hear the 1 or 2 minutes of coverage, you knew it was a Russian disinformation campaign because Adam Schiff, who runs the House Intelligence Committee, said it was a Russian disinformation campaign. Ergo, you knew it was fake and you knew it was not news. And if it was on television, then it's true, isn't it? That's how sad the news has become. If it's not reported, it doesn't happen. And if social media is blocking it, then you don't know about it, unless you happen to listen to American Truth Project's reports. And I'm really glad you are. Here's another question. I think this is from Joyce. I'm giving her the credit for it. This is cute. Could Hunter be up for a cushy CNN senior contributor slot if Joe loses or if he wins? You know, that would be a step too far. This guy is so dirty as to be unbelievable. But do you remember creepy porn lawyer who was on CNN about every 15 minutes? I mean, literally, he sat in the CNN studios, was going on all the time. And he became famous for representing a porn star named Stormy Daniels, who alleged to have had an affair with President Trump. Until they found out that this guy stole money from every one of his clients and is going to prison, they kept him on the air. So, you know, my first inclination is that would be a step too far, and they would never do it, but they did it before. And I don't even have to tell you about Jeffrey Toobin, their legal analyst, who was kicked off the air yesterday for exposing himself in public on a Zoom call. He'll probably get his job back knowing that network. So, who knows? I don't know how low they will go. There's one last question I'm seeing here from John that, why won't Joe Biden just come out and flat deny that this scandal is untrue? And why doesn't Joe Biden just say, Hunter told me it wasn't his laptop hard drive, and I accept his word, he's my son? He goes on to ask, why hasn't Joe actively defended his son? I think, this is my opinion, and I don't know, so this is my supposition, that he probably thinks the less he says on the subject, the less chance the story will continue to have legs. And if he just ignores it and hides in his basement all week, which is what he's doing, they've already announced he is not going to make any appearances. He's not going to talk to the press. He's not going to do any campaign events, which have been going on regularly once a week in front of 8 or 9 people while he reads from a teleprompter, while Trump is in front of 50,000 people winging it 3 times a day. He's hiding. I don't think there's any possibility that it's not hiding. And the reason why he's hiding is he knows this is going to be the question on everybody's lips. And if Trump is smart, they'll figure out how to get this question into the viewers' ears on Thursday night. My guess is it will be something like this. Years ago when I worked in politics and they trained me on how to talk to the press, they would say, Barry, here are your talking points. And my question was, well, what if they don't ask me any question on my talking points? And the fellow that was training me said, well, if you get a question like, boy, is it a beautiful day today? Don says, boy, it's a beautiful day. Thank you for asking me. And that reminds me about the budget that I'd like to tell you about. And then blah, 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 you get in your 3 sentences of talking points. So no matter what you're asked, you pivot, that's what they call it, to the question that you wish you were asked, because your answer is going to come out regardless of whether they call you a name, ask you a question, or literally don't even bring up a subject close to it. So the Presidential Commission on Debates has already announced there will be no foreign policy questions, which I think they probably assume means that Donald Trump cannot discuss Hunter or won't discuss influence peddling, right? And so I think they did that simply because they want to protect Joe Biden. And if it wasn't Donald Trump on the stage, they'd probably get away with it. A nice, genteel, respectful, quiet guy like Mitt Romney, well, he would just follow the rules. Nobody has ever accused Donald Trump of being those things. Donald Trump will bring up what he wants to bring up, regardless of the Democrat moderator or the father of Hunter Biden trying to defend his son. So my feeling is this. It's the story of the campaign. It's hitting in October, 2 weeks before the election, which makes it the October surprise. An October surprise in October of 2016, in my opinion, cost Hillary Clinton the election and allowed Donald Trump to win the Electoral College. But that story came out literally in a press conference called by the director of the FBI. It was covered by every network. And in 3 minutes, everybody in America knew about it. Curious that this story has been so covered up that most Americans don't know about it. In fact, when I've discussed it with people in the last several days, many of which are informed people looked at me like, what? They didn't know. So forward this to your friends. Let them know. Send the link when it's up. It'll be up on our site. You can spread it around. It'll be in our newsletter. Send it to as many people as possible. They should know so they can be informed voters in November or later this afternoon when they cast their ballot remotely. I do want to remind all of you that are listening, if you haven't yet signed up for our free text message alert system, take out your cell phone, please. Text the word TRUTH in the message line, 88202. I'm sorry, send the message TRUTH in the message line and send it to 88202. Push send. It'll automatically subscribe you to our free text message alert system. You'll get this show on your cell phone as soon as we package it up to send it out. And all of our future content, always for free on your cell phone. All you have to do is look down into the palm of your hand. We don't charge for content. And you can go to our website, AmericanTruthProject.org, and sign up there. That will get you our newsletter sent in email form, and that's always free. So that's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in on ATP Radio. I really appreciate you listening today. I hope I answered your questions. We'll be back doing this again next week. And in the meantime, please go be a good American, be a patriot, and vote. I don't care who you vote for. I'm never going to recommend a candidate, but I am going to tell you, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. For ATP Radio, I'm Barry Nussbaum.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text the word TRUTH, TRUTH, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.